thank you for coming down tonight and welcome to the haunt. Right now, I wanted to give a warm Finger Lakes welcome to Burl Saunders and the Rain Chorus Band.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen.
Nicky and I heard for a couple of reasons. We did an album called Blues for the Rainforest, and I'd like to thank you for, you know, taking the time. We went on the charts this week, and Jazz Is, that's number 19. And we're so happy. And just keep on saying, just keep on that. Some of the proceeds are going to Blues Action Network and Rainforest Action Network in San Francisco. And that's Randy Hayes' organization. Matter of fact, just about 2 weeks ago, he was in New York talking against the World Banks and everything, and guess what? They put him in jail. That's just how, you know, he speaks the truth, and that's what happens, you know. So we have to do one thing. We have to vote on it, right? We're also going to do a number that we recorded just about 18 years ago. You know? It was called The System. You know? It was called The Funky, Funky System. 18 years ago, no one would listen to it. Me and my buddy called Jerry Garcia, recorded this thing. And they just played it on the college station. But now, they're asking for it back again. We have not changed the lyrics. We've changed the tempo, the beat a little bit, but check out the words. Here we go! Thank you. carry that or lay that out then, you know, in the 71 or 72. Guess what? They weren't even playing on the radio. They played it on the college station. But now they're playing on other stations. And thank God, this is the generation that listens to it. Okay? But you all know there is a lovely system, right? Now listen, we're going to do the title song from our album, Blues for the Rainforest. We're just going to do this song because I really had a heavy feeling for the rainforest and the Indians down there. They're really suffering, and especially the trees and the whole environmental thing down there. And this is what I felt the trees would speak to you this particular way. We're going to do it for you right now. We're going to take you right into the Amazon. Okay? We'll tell you a little bit later. We'll take you straight to the Amazon right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please from the Rainforest.
Thank you.
we wanna take you on a trip to Hawaii. Anybody been to Hawaii?
Yeah.
How many of you? Have you been
to Hawaii? I saw the first sea apparently.
No? You gonna make a damn trip right now. How many of them do this thing called Sunrise over Hawaii?
Yeah!
I'm gonna sing a song in my life names. That was the sensation I had when I saw Haley's Comet on Easter Sunday, and the sun came up, and I see the whole horizon, you can see half of Maui. And you know something? It was really breathtaking. The tears came to my eyes because the song really captured that, and I didn't know what to, you know, it was really touching. If you ever went 20,000 feet, a man of 38 miles, less than an hour.
That's the show I got. You got that Boogie on Reggae Woman, that filler?
What show is that?
I got a show for my brother that it's got that Reggae Woman, then it's got that Dead does, I think. It's a filler on a Dead thing. If I knew the day,
I just got a Dead to the spot.
No, I mean, this is an open show. This is the title cast. All right.
Thank you.
Francisco.
Yeah. Thank you. We need our people to actually so we can
spring
try,
right? What? Spring try.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
gonna make some money. Thank you. session out there. They have a LP. No, we don't have LP. We have cassettes and CD, T-shirts. But anyway, we're going to be in New York City tomorrow. So you come down and if you... Pardon me? Oh, come on down, yeah. But I'm not too, I can't do anything without these wonderful, wonderful musicians up here. For the Blues for the Rainforest album, number one engineer was Bill Thompson. Good night to you. I've been known for about 15, 16 years of trying to put us together. And his name is, can't even think of his name, Max Gale Jr. from Barney Miller, Wojo. He's down in LA, and he knew me, and we're trying to get together maybe about 5, 6, 7 years. Ruben started calling for the last 2 years, maybe once a week almost. Ruben said, hey man, we gotta do an album together. I mean, the Nada drums is this wonderful Nada drums that he makes out there. Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? Those good sounds, huh? And so we got together and he got me focused on doing some music with him, and that's how it all started. The Rainforest and everything, that's how it took on. Then we brought Garcia to him, called Garcia, who came down, and bang, that was it. You know? And that's what happened. It was the Rainforest, it was the film. Everything was just about one take, you know? Isn't that something? And here he is, Maruga. He's here for him. Welcome to Fat Life Connections. As we know, Garcia is on his way to Europe, so he couldn't come, but his favorite guitarist is a young man that's my favorite in the county, San Francisco, Steve Kimmock. Let's hear it for him. I'm on the right hand man, and I needed another keyboard player to keep the Facebook for. I had to call someone very dear to me who lays the law down, and my ex roommate. So I'm out here playing a bill for me. My son, Tony Saunders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.